首先我们来看英国每日电讯的一篇报道，美国的一位父亲长途跋涉来到非洲遥远的沙漠地区，宣布呢在一片沙漠上以女儿 Emily 的名字命名的王国，因为他承诺让 Emily 成为一个真正的公主。这位来自美国弗吉尼亚州的父亲呢，来到沙漠地区之后，在土地上插上自己孩子设计的国旗，并宣布 Emily 的王国成立。 The Telegraph reports US father takes unclaimed African kingdom so his daughter can be a princess. To fulfill a promise to his 7-year-old daughter that she could be a princess, the man laid claim to desert land between Egypt and Sudan. The father from Virginia has gone to extreme length for his daughter, flying to Africa and claiming the kingdom between Egypt and Sudan so that she can be an actual princess.
Wow. Jeremiah Heaton.
What a father.
Yeah. He began his unusual quest for the unclaimed piece of land sandwiched between Sudan and Egypt after making a promise to his 7-year-old daughter, Emily, that she would one day be royalty.
Yeah, and after reaching the desert region of Bir Tawil in June, the father of three planted a flag his children had designed and made the first steps towards claiming the land.
On his return, Mr. Heaton and his wife made a crown for their daughter and asked friends and family to refer to her as Princess Emily. Her kingdom, covers about 800 square miles of desert that has never been claimed by either Sudan or Egypt. Mr. Heaton found Bir Tawil, one of the last unclaimed pieces of land on the planet,after searching for how he could fulfill his promise to Emily.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like some plot happened in fairy tales.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a more dangerous part of the world to be claiming land than between Sudan and Egypt. Mm-hmm. And we've got to remember, it's desert. I mean, there's no one living there. It's sand. However, I'm amazed that that hasn't been claimed by either Egypt or North or South Sudan.
Yeah, and the report says the population in that area is actually zero.
Yeah.
So no one's there, actually.
Including those three, Mr. Mm-hmm. Heaton, his wife and child.
Yes.
They're not going to live there either.
Uh-huh.
It took them 14 hours to travel there by a camel caravan through the desert before he could plant the flag, which has a blue background and a seal...and stars representing the family.
But I'm thinking about how he really does that, you know, by paying how much money or
well, something. I know, and who too. I mean, it seems that if the land's unclaimed, it seems that you can just go and claim it. It's not owned by anybody, they say. What an interesting story. I didn't think that there were any places on the earth which are unclaimed, except Alaska. I know that in that American northern state of Alaska, that it's known still as open territory. And if you want to go gold prospecting and try and strike it rich looking for gold, apparently you can just head out into the wilderness and stake a claim. You know, put your little flag down and say this is yours and you're going to dig for gold there. And if you find gold, then it's yours. So that's, I think, the only other place that's an open territory.
Do you think that you will be such a father in the future and to explore a new land for your daughter and son?
If I was ever going to be a father, I hope so. Because, you know, what a fantastic adventure for a seven-year-old to go to someone like this, although it's a dangerous part of the world. I'm sure Mr. Heaton took precautions and knew what he was doing. And I think it's wonderful. I think that the idea of fueling children's imagination in this way is nothing short of fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the best and most exciting and inspiring experiences that girl will ever have.
如果你对我们讨论的话题感兴趣呢，想参与讨论，可以通过我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀。你可以在微信中搜索 C Driver C D R I V E R， 就可以在微信上找到我们。如果想要重复收听我们的节目，也可以通过微信实现。